Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock God Rick Maxa is winging his way now to Whalers Cove. He's actually probably on the water already, on the catamaran, headed to Whalers Cove right now, getting ready to go fishing today. And in the studio with me, Captain Brian Kiyohara from the American Angler, having a great time talking long-range fishing, talking fishing. And we just heard from Captain Drew Card about that yellowfin tuna. Good news there. And we're giving away a great prize, AFCO Performance Package. That includes the AFCO Performance Short, Performance Shirt, AFCO Face Mask. That is a great package to go fishing with. And along with that, you're going to get a six-pack of those Live Deception jigs. Those are the hot jigs right now, courtesy of AHI USA. So you want to join us? One line open, 877-792-1090, open right now, 877-792-1090. Also a line open at 858-457-1090. Right now, time for the Catch Report, sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest. That's why you know they're known as the Fish Pros. Once you try them, you're hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as the best smoked fish, the best jerky, and, of course, that famous tuna burger. Check fishermansprocessing.com or see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings. Let's start it up with our private boater buddy, Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Brian. Good
morning, Mark.
Hey, guys. So another great week for the private boat. Sweet. Lots going on inshore and offshore, so I'll start with the islands here. Catalina, of course, loaded with yellows, really loaded with yellows. Small ones are almost making it hard to get past them to catch a bigger one, although there's some nice ones around. Big baits is the best answer there for them bigger ones. Slow troll a mackerel or drop a loop of mackerel is your better shot for them big ones. Best area there would be backside middle around the bait grounds. Those bait grounds are near the MLPA restrictions, so make sure as to where you're fishing and how you're fishing. Way outside there, San Nicolas Island, still producing. A little bit of weather issues there, but good grade yellows and outstanding cod fishing there at Nick. No SBI at all, reports at all this week. A little bit from the Osborne there, but that's another story. San Clemente Island, still some decent angling for mixed grade yellows, but a new dimension pushing in there at San Clemente, school-sized bluefin around a little bit there at the island proper, backside west, traditional area, and then frontside east from Pyramid Head proper up along that wall up toward Fishhook there, anchor up in 20 to 25 fathoms, start a little chum line, fly line, light line, small hook, hot bait for that 15 to 20-pound bluefin that's living in there. Guys, that's talent fishing at its finest. When you caught one of them, you've done something worthy there. Along the beach, warm water. Got that calico bass really biting well. One of my friends fished offshore in the morning, then took a tank of mackerel into the structure spots down below Newport for the afternoon. Just absolutely walloped the big bass on mackerels. They love them mackerels. But, guys, they are slow to grow. Please let them go. He released all his big fish. He had some whoppers. Offshore, we're getting set up for a really interesting scenario here for the late summer fall. Man, we got lots of yellowfin around. I'm just speaking about above the border here now, but lots of yellowfin, lots of Dorado, spearfish, marlin up to the west, plenty of wahoo reports this week, although still haven't seen anything on the deck, but them guys are definitely around. But that best area has been 209, 181, 182, like that on the ridge, 289, 43. That's been a stock spot for quite a bit of the summer here, and good catches for the most part. There are no, you know, it's kind of all show, no go type situation. We looked at tons of Dorado last Sunday that would not bite, and that yellowfin in there is mixed grade, 20 to like 120 pounders, man. We saw some beauties jumping around along with the bluefin. Of course, there's those bluefin driving everybody nuts, and no shortage of big ones at all. Your best shot at one of those local cows is trolling a yummy flyer or swimming a mackerel, both underneath the kite. Kite's virtually mandatory for this kind of fishing. And guys, use that big gear. No light tackle here. The best bluefin so far landed has been 278 that I know of. And guys are seeing 300-pounders. I've seen 300-pounders. Somebody's going to get a super cow right here in our backyard. So use that heavy gear, guys. It's time to go fishing.
Oh, it's crazy, isn't it, Mark?
It is.
You didn't even get into the marlin. We'll save that for another day. But
you know,
it's around two.
Yeah, I mean, what can you say with all this other stuff going on?
Yeah, but no kidding. Well, fishdope.com. I know I talked to Danny yesterday. He doped me up on all that good stuff. And I get doped up every day at fishdope.com just to keep tabs of what's going on, whether I'm going fishing or not. You got to have it. Save $20 on a new membership to fishdope.com by using the code HOOKUPNOW. It's all lowercase. It's all no space. HOOKUPNOW is the $20 code for a new membership to fishdope.com. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, Pacific Edge is at the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger in Huntington Beach. Phone number is 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And seriously, guys, get that heavy gear and go fishing, man. This is world class. We have never seen anything even close to what's going on in our backyards.
No doubt about it. Great report, Mark. Thank you. Makes me want to go fishing.
I think you should, Pete.
All right.
We'll talk
to you next week. Appreciate that. All right. C4 Sport Fishing. Let's talk to Marcos. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Great.
Well, it's starting to look a bit like August here. The half-day trip, still catching a lot of good calico bass on there. And good-sized calico bass, some bonito sneaking in the count, seeing a little bit of yellowtail in the mix there. Pretty good on the bass. Looks like a little bit of other stuff on there. Great fishing all around, both morning, afternoon, and the twilight trip also seeing some pretty good fishing. A little bit more bottom fishing on the twilight there, but overall great there. So check the website for those. Half-day, morning, afternoon. We're still running those twilight trips for a few more weeks here. Three-quarter trip. They've had some very good yellowtail fishing down at the islands there, but he's actually going to make a shift to offshore here. Starting to see some yellowfin and range there. So for at least the next 4 days, we're going to see how it goes. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. He's going to go offshore looking for those yellowfin, yellowtail, Dorado. So definitely check that out. I know some people have probably been waiting for that. And now's the time. He's recommending a little bit lighter line. He said a little bit more finesse fishing on there. So 20, 25-pound fluoro and live bait, he said, is what he had the best success on. He said a few poppers here and there, but mostly the small hooks and the bait there. So definitely check that out. Still has space for the next few days here. Check the website, c4landing.com. If you want to do the half day, if you want to do the three-quarter day, all up there. You can make reservations directly online. We also have our trips up for those one-day trips. They're seeing those yellowfin on the offshore trips also there. Yellowfin, bluefin, Dorado, yellowtail, everything sneaking the count there. Like I said, it must be August or something here.
Yeah,
so those are all up on the website also. Again, c4landing.com. You can check the website. You can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. And Ricky's not there today, right?
Ricky is not here. He's doing field research.
All I want about how, you know, we've got the best tackle shop in the world here.
That's it, man. Best tackle shop right there at C4 Sport Fishing. Can't beat it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and the best breakfast burrito, we'll give Rick that. But, you know, he's the second best tackle shop. You got to kind of make it out there somewhere.
Good job, Marcos. Appreciate that. And we'll talk to you next Saturday when Ricky will be back. So you better be careful.
All right. We won't tell him about this then.
All right. Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate
that. We'll talk to you next weekend, guys.
All right. Rick Jensen, Sport Fishing Financial with our Northern Baja Report. Rick, you're on the road.
Hey. I am on the road. Hey, Pete. Hey, Brian. How you guys doing? Good morning.
Very good.
Great. Good morning.
I'm down here at Bob Hoyt's house at Mag Bay Outfitters, and we made our way down south, and everything was slow, slow, slow. Didn't fish. My son rushed just down to Scorpion Bay to sit and wait for the surf to come, and I look online. I see Bob reports that a guy's down here fly fishing, and the bay is going like crazy, so we said, let's go up there and get some fish, and ends up that the Wahoo showed up offshore, and now we have a problem of how to get a bunch of fish home tomorrow.
Well, that's a good problem. You caught how many Wahoo yesterday?
We caught 14 yesterday. My son and I had our limit of 10 by 11 o'clock, and we turned the crew over, and they wanted four to go home, and they wanted to come home early, so that didn't take long either. So Bob can probably tell you a little bit more about what's been happening here, but I think him and Brian are buddies as well, so... say hi to everybody here, Bob.
Hi, everybody. Brian, I haven't seen you down here in a while. I know I've seen you out there. We fished pretty close to you before. Everything's cool. So a lot of light's pretty good right now outside on the 13. So that's kind of where we've been looking for them.
Well, on the 13th.
We'll hope that there's more of those on their way, too, as well.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's good. A lot of marlin out there. A lot of dorado, tuna. Pretty good fishing.
Wow, that's a fantastic report. So that's down, you're in the ridge area down there, what we would call the ridge as far as a long-range fleet. And you run operation right there out of Mag Bay, right?
Yeah, we just got a new boat I brought down from Canada. I brought down a 50-foot Delta that we're putting bunks in now. It should be ready to go by the end of the month. So that'll be a good addition for us to be able to do some stuff maybe down to Lusitania and go for the big tuna, something a little different out of Mag Bay for a change. So a little bit bigger boat, better accommodations, that kind of thing.
That'll be interesting. Wow. All right. Cool. Well, Bob, it's good to hear that the Wahoo are there, and it looks like you're headed right into your good season there. Sure appreciate you. Take good care of our good buddy Rick Jensen there, okay?
Yeah, no, we will.
All right.
Keep those fish coming.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you guys stop through here, Brian. It's worth it. We stumbled into them and weren't really prepared, but heck, we're excited that we got out there on the bay boat and put the wood to them, and we'll be headed home, hopefully catch some surf on the way home, and ready for the report next week.
All right. Very good. Rick Jensen, Sport Fishing Financial. How do we get a hold of you, Rick? We want more information.
Catch us on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give me a call at the office, 949-481-1807. And you can find Bob at magbayoutfitters.com.
All right. Good job, guys. Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Rick. And we'll talk to you, Rick, next week. Good luck. Bring me a chunk of Wahoo. I appreciate that very much. All right. Hey, that is our catch report today, sponsored in part by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing on the most productive areas. You got to do it right now. Terrafin is the way, and you can take it with you, too, with Terrafin Mobile. Take it with you on your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. You just download the latest chart before you leave, and all the information is right there in front of you. And the other good thing right now, it's a good time to take a look at those chlorophyll charts that they have on Terrafin, too, for sure. Tells you where the good water is. Check Terrafin.com for more information. Look who's on the line. Mr. Ken Corwin from Ken's Custom Reels. Good morning, Ken.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Very good.
Great, Ken.
All right. You're a one-man Brian Kuhar, American Angler band there, waving the flag for the American Angler all the time.
Oh, vice versa.
Yeah,
absolutely. You know, I have to thank Brian for some lessons learned that, you know, Brian has a very subtle way of influencing your way of thinking on the boat. And he is totally unique in that respect. He has the gift of gab. You don't see it coming, but you walk off the boat with lessons learned. I know he's changed my whole approach to fishing. Which, you know, I was a very greedy fisherman for many years, and Brian is who changed my outlook on the importance of having everybody have a great time on the boat. So, that being said, if you guys are out there and you want to go fishing and you don't think you have the gear to get a trip done, a longer trip, I can tell you that you can walk on American Angler with your bag of clothes and everything will be provided for a great trip. You guys just got to go fishing with Brian and Sam and Ray. It's a happy, friendly experience.
Wow, thanks, Ken. So, I appreciate it. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's very true words. And, you know, it's not all about the catching like you were saying, man. It's about the experience, and that's what long-range fishing is all about and working with the quality operations like the American Angler. It's all about the experience, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, there was a time if somebody told me that I would hand somebody a fish, I would have just laughed at them. But now I look forward to it. So, and that's all because of it's all because of Brian and Sam and the way they go about their business on the boat. It's
wow,
the best
you.
Atmosphere to fish in.
That's cool, man. That's great. Well, and Ken is a great guy to get your gear tuned up there. Ken Custom Reel right there in Oceanside. Ken and Wes, there's no better guys in the business than those two for sure, right?
Well. Thanks.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Hey, Brian, we'll see you soon.
Thanks, Ken. Look forward to it.
Nice for the call, Ken. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that very much. Nice words.
You know, one thing to that, listening to Mark and everything and talking to Booger, obviously, every day, fishing isn't, like, extremely wide open.
No.
per se, like how Mark was talking about that island bluefin. I mean, we grew up doing that, and to change your bait and to match a hatch and lighter line and to fish hard just to get a bite, and then if you happen to land it, it's such a great reward.
Yeah.
And like I was talking to Boog yesterday, it's like, how would you just, he had 40-something yellowfin yesterday for his charter group. Said it was so much fun because you had to actually fish for him. The fish are boiling around, this and that, but you had to drop down the lighter line. You had to find the correct bait in order to get a bite. It just wasn't a smash where everyone's got, It's a funner, more gratifying type fishing, having tougher fishing.
Yeah.
And because it's tougher and slower and tough to get a bite, I think people are becoming better anglers and better captains and skippers and all of that.
Yeah.
Just because it's not easy.
We were talking about it on the drive in this morning, Brian, about how things have changed. If you said, you know, we're fishing two speed reels and kites and catching 200-pound fish right off our coast here 20 years ago, you went, you're out of your mind.
Out of your mind. Yeah.
Like
I say, the short banks now, how these fish are just live here. How fantastic is it to be a fisherman in Southern California?
Yeah. You remember, I mean, you grew up fishing San Pedro and L.A. and all those areas up there. Remember the day when somebody caught a white sea bass and it was like, oh, my God, he caught a white sea bass today.
Mark Wischler, remember? In the 80s, it's yellowtail sea bass. It's like it was really an exotic. Now it's, you look at the reports every day, Catalina loaded, Clemente catching fish. It's,
yeah.
You know, when we grew up, it wasn't like that. It was, you know, you were on the boat that caught 12. You didn't even have to catch one.
Yeah.
But if you were on the boat that caught 12 yellowtail, it's like you know, you were strutting up and down the dock.
Yeah, no kidding. And today, with all the information available and all the great tackle available, I mean, we're pretty lucky anglers.
Very lucky.
Yeah, and all the great boats, too, I might add, too. It's the problem is, guys like you on the American Angler and the other long-range fleet, you spoil people.
Oh.
You go on the long-range boats, and, man, it's just a different category.
We hope to,
yeah.
We hope to keep spoiling them. You know, it's not all, we're in the entertainment business. It's not always easy to keep people entertained, but all we can do is try our best. And the things that we are in control of, the crew and stuff like that, all we could do is, you know, hopefully keep providing a good service.
Yeah, and you do. Keep it up. Charlie in La Mirada, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Charlie.
Yeah, good morning, Pete. Thank you for taking my call. Just a shout-out. I went on your Let's Talk Hookup trip on the Searcher on 710 and met Alex from Shimano. Great, great trip. Can't thank you enough for it.
The
second part of my question, Pete, is I'm headed out on a two-day on the Mirage out of Ventura. I know you guys have been talking a lot about, you know, down below. Any special tackle I should rig up with to go out of the Channel Islands?
Boy, I don't know. Maybe one of our callers can give you some advice. But what's biting this time of the year? Yellowtail, rockfish, marlin?
Yeah, you know, I don't know, Pete. I'm kind of out of touch. All I do know is Joe and Aaron on the Mirage, they run a top-notch operation.
Yeah. Call the landing. They'll clue you in on it.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Hey, have a great trip.
Good luck.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Good luck. John in Long Beach, you're on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show. I heard you talking about the mono versus fluoro on some of those bigger fish. I got in the 86 El Nino, I got a 190 big eye with on the outer limits, ran by the wonderful late Gary Norby, who just passed away a few weeks ago, and straight 60-pound Maxima monofilament line and a big pin coffee grinder Senator. And if it hadn't have been for the crew, it took me 4 hours to get that fish in, but hadn't have been for the crew guiding me along, I would have probably given up or busted that thing off. But my point is, when that line came up, when I looked at it the next day, that 60-pound looked like it was about 10-pound, as much stretch as it had on it. So I think there's something to be said for that. I've caught tuna not that big with fluoro and mono, and it's a lot different with fluorocarbon than monofilament, for sure.
Brian?
So some of those bites in 86 on those big eye tuna. If we would have had the gear that we would have now, it would have just been ridiculous. It would have been obscene.
Yeah.
Some of the big eye bites are opportunities that we've seen free swimming through the corner, 150 pounders. Every 6-0 or master mariner on the boat, just 60, 80 pound to the knot, real parts, screws laying all over the deck. If we would have had that two-speed gear and stuff that we do now, it would have been obscene.
A lot of people don't know what a 6-0 or a master mariner is. No less own one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good story there. Thanks a lot for the call this morning, John. Charlie and Gardena, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
Hey, Brian, I would like to talk to you about the subject of fluorocarbon to your for the bluefin fishing. I lost a cow after 90 minutes, right the way you said it was going to happen. Just a gaff, tried to lift him, and I was with Buzz. Buzz just couldn't get a stick in, and the specter broke. Now my question is, if we add some monofilament to that and fluorocarbon, would that be the way to go? I was using a flat fall.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times that flat fall, I don't know if you're getting bites because of the fluorocarbon. That fluorocarbon is good for abrasion resistance, but as far as the spectrum of the fluorocarbon, there's zero stretch. And so it's real tough, like when those big bluefin, how they fight, they shake their head a lot and stuff. It's really tough on the actual where the hook is penetrated. So like on those flat falls, we see them unbutton a lot. So just having a little bit of monofilament, you know, 25, 30 feet in there, it gives you a little bit of stretch. And it's just, I'm not saying that it
could make the difference.
It could make the difference. It would be beneficial for sure.
Never a guarantee.
Right.
Fishing. Yeah.
But what if you're fishing like 100 pound braid? Do you want to use 100 pound or 130 on the mono?
You know, on a flat fall for this great fish, yes. You know, I mean, the opportunity to catch these 200-pounders, like all the guys have been seeing and actually catching, you definitely want to be geared up with that bigger line for sure.
One of the other things we've discussed, Brian, on the show quite a bit is drag setting for these big fish. You know, like Rollo used to say, you don't want to make it stupid tight, but you got to fish tight drag.
You got to fish tight. It's like these lever drag reels where you set it. It's just a point of reference, your strike setting. Like when you hook these big fish and they're squirrely and they're taking a lot of line, you got to let them take line. But at the end of the fight, when it's give and take, that's when you got to tighten that drag up. So the beginning of the fight, you're actually loosening your drag. So the fish run, and, you know, when they're squirrely, they're not going to break the line. And at the end of the fight, you're actually tightening it past strike. You know, so it's not the whole give and take for 4 hours.
Yeah. The longer you have them on, the better the chance that hook has of loosening
absolutely
out of the mouth.
Absolutely. Right? And that's where your crew members come into play.
Yeah. Get on it.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. Hey, check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Always loaded with great information. They have good information on the Sierra trout season. A lot of that big bluefin, great stories and things in there. And a lot about other great stuff. This week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Subscribe, or if you don't have it, pick it up at your local tackle shop. And when we come back, we're going to take more of your phone calls. One line open you want to get through, and that is 877-792-1090. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Good morning. It's Whitney from Mammoth Lakes, California. Come on up, the water's fine, is what the Eastern Tier is touting. And in Mammoth Lakes, it's much more than just the water. This summer, our four lakes will be stocked with almost 16,000 pounds of healthy fighting trout. From fishing and biking to hiking and horseback riding, there's a legendary story waiting for adventurers of all ages in Mammoth Lakes. Start planning your next adventure at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
Hey, it's time for our Power Pro 60-second seminar on your next fishing trip. Be sure to get that Power Pro advantage. And you know, the Power Pro advantage, like we were talking about, for this touchy bluefin or the touchy yellowfin tuna that we were just talking about, is being able to fly line a bait. Fly line a bait right now when that fish is touchy is so crucial. And you put on that good, solid Power Pro on a good free spooling reel, top shot it with a nice piece of fluorocarbon, and that bait fly lines. It keeps you in touch with the bait and gets you more bites there too. You know, it's just an advantage we have today that we didn't have before using like a Solid Power Pro Red. I like the red myself for fly line baits. Put a piece of Seaguar fluorocarbon on the top that would match the 20, 25, 30-pound fluorocarbon and that Gamakatsu hook, and you have a fish-catching machine there. That's it. Power Pro. Get the advantage on touchy fish at your local tackle store.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone. But you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back. Let's talk hookup on the mighty 1090. Got to tell you, mark your calendar for our final San Diego County Ford Dealer remote broadcast. It's going to be Saturday, September 3rd, just a few weeks away at El Cajon Ford in El Cajon. Your last chance to qualify for the big grand prize. That's that four-night fishing package to the world-famous Katmai Lodge in Bristol Bay, Alaska, including a round-trip ticket from San Diego to Anchorage on Alaska Airlines. You know, Alaska is the fisherman's airline. They're flying to nonstops to great fishing destinations now like Costa Rica, Hawaii, Puerto Vallarta, of course, Cabo. Sign up now for their award-winning mileage program. It's the best in the business. Click the Alaska Air banner on the front page at hookup1090.com and get in there. You can also win a trip on the Blackjack, that great four-pack out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Shimano rods and reels, not just any rods and reels. We have the great Therese rods with the Trinidad reels being given away, Maui Jim sunglasses. And, of course, Gary the Prize Cowboy is going to be there with great stuff just for showing up. And don't forget, whether you make that cast or not, you're going to have a chance to win the grand prize and all the other prizes just with a random drawing, including that trip to Katmai Lodge on Alaska Airlines. Check the guest page at hookup1090.com for rules and details. See you Saturday, September 3rd, El Cajon Ford for our final Let's Talk Hookup San Diego County Ford Dealers live remote broadcast. And I talked to Eddie over at Van Wormer Resorts the other day, and we only have less than a handful of rooms left for our big 22nd annual Let's Talk Hookup Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular October 6th. Fall's going to be great. It's in memory of our good friend Lou Duchesne. We're going to have a big pig roast sponsored by Sport Fishing Financial on the last night. And, of course, $1,000 cash is going to be given away by Statewide Stripes and Sport Fishing Financial for the largest game fish caught in that. How much does it cost to enter? Zero. Nothing. All you need to do is show up and tell them you're a part of the Let's Talk Hookup tournament when you sign up, and you are in, and we're going to have fun. I look forward to this trip every year. It's a great time of the year down in the East Cape, October 6th through the 10th. VanWormerResorts.com, or give them a call. Give Eddie or Shannon a call at 877-777-TUNA and join us for a great time in the fall in the East Cape. Hey, our good buddy Patrick G's on the line. Good morning, Patrick.
Hey, good morning, Pete and Brian. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, doing terrific, man. And you've got an opportunity today, and thank you for this, Patrick, for taking a serviceman out fishing, right?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we've got a trip coming up this Wednesday, August 17th, on the Chief out of H&M there. It's a day-and-a-half trip, and we assembled about 12 people, friends coming from Florida and Colorado, and we've got several service members going, but we've had a cancellation, and so we have an opening for one service member, either a Navy guy or Marine guy that can find time to go.
Is this an active duty military person?
Yes, that's correct.
Active
duty. Needs to bring his ID with him, but it's fully paid for. And what's neat about it, Pete, is when I first came out here from the Midwest to go to college and in the military, to be able to go tuna fish and have somebody show you what to do is really, really a neat opportunity. So we wanted to open it up to any service member that can call us at my office number. That number is area code 909-590-2514. And what we'll do is we'll assemble whatever the names are. If there's more than one or two, we'll draw out of a hat and we'll call them right back. But they need to be sure they've got, they can meet us at the boat Wednesday evening around 7:30 or 8. We'll fish all day Thursday. The boat comes back in Friday morning around 7 or 8. And everything's paid for. I'll pay for the license, the food, everything for that.
Tackle the whole deal.
Yep, the whole deal for that active service member.
Wow, that's
what a great
really
deed. That's awesome.
Really nice that you're doing that, Patrick. Okay, if we have an active duty service member out there who wants to go fishing with a great guy. I love fishing with Patrick. He's such a generous fellow and such a good person to be with. On the Chief on Thursday, give us that phone number again.
Sure, it's area code 909-590-2514.
Okay, one more time.
909-590-2514.
All right, Patrick, very nice thing you're doing for an active duty service member.
Well, we'll get a kick out of it. Hopefully we'll have a fish report for you when we get back.
I hope so. Good luck. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that.
Bye-bye.
All right. Phones are packed. They want to talk to Brian. Let's talk to Ben in La Mesa. Good morning, Ben.
Hey, good morning, guys. Got a little fishing story to tell you. A little bit of background on me. I've been fishing since the late 50s when they used to have a yellowtail derby down at the landing, and went from there to working on quite a few of the boats from the new mascot Sundown with Steve Giffen and so many different boats. Just wanted to give you a little info on a trip that I was on a week ago, Wednesday. We were fishing on the Fishhawk, which is a good buddy of mine, Mike Shaw. It's a 58 Viking enclosed bridge. It's a beautiful boat. But we went, left to Kona Kai in the morning and ran out to the 43 out in that area, and got into a nice foamer right early in the morning, pitched a couple mackerel on it, and that didn't go. But later on in the day, we started flying the kite with the yummy, and about 45 minutes after the first troll period, we nailed a nice 135 bluefin. Back in the water again, trolling the same area, and we hooked up with about a 150. And later in the afternoon is my fish of the lifetime, and got a knockdown on the kite again with the yummy. And after an hour and a half with me laboring on the rod, I ended up getting what we taped out to be a 290.
Wow.
And it was actually 74 long, 56 girth, and had no idea about state deal, you know, as far as the record goes or any of that. We're just really impressed with the fish.
That's awesome, Ben. What day of the week was that?
That was a week ago, this past Wednesday.
Wow.
I was out shooting at my favorite place that Lemon Grove Rod and Gun Club, shooting five stand on Tuesday, and Mike calls me and says, "Hey Ben, how about coming down, jump on the boat, we'll go catch some bluefin." And I've been out six trips on that boat in the last probably 2 months. And we did get two nice bluefin 2 weeks ago. I got one on a mackerel on the foamer, and the other one came the same way.
That's great, Ben. Well, what a great story, and thank you for sharing that with us. Sounds like we need to go on the day that you go, Ben, because it sounds like they're up and biting those days. Congratulations on that great fish.
That's awesome.
And thanks a lot for the call this morning. We talked to Brian calling us from Claremont. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, guys. Morning, guys.
Morning.
I was just cooking breakfast. My question is for local yellowtail, I wanted to know a good spinning reel combo that you can mention for me.
Where's Rick Max when you need him?
A spinning reel combo for local fishing?
For local yellowtail.
I'll tell you what, you want to fish bait?
Fish bait, yes,
oh,
sir.
Oh, man, the Shimano bait runner, numero uno when it comes to fly lining a bait on a spinning reel. It's got power. It can handle a bigger fish. And the great thing is to have that bait runner feature. It's so great for somebody that likes to fish spinning reels or even somebody that's an inexperienced angler. I always put the Shimano bait runner in their hands. You match that with one of the great new Terramar rods from Shimano. It's a great package, not going to break the bank at all, but that's an app. It's an easy one. Don't need Rick even the tackle guru himself. The Shimano bait runner is what you want there for sure. Go into your local tackle store. They'll set you up with that. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. Hey, Tills has a Ventura report for us. You heard us shouting out for one of our callers was asking about going fishing out of Ventura. What's up, Hills?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great. What's the fishing like up there?
Oh, man, I got the perfect report because I was with Jeff Bundy at his birthday party last night and with Greg Ewart, the Ventura landing owner. But and I also saw my friend Randy, who had just fished yesterday on the Erna B, which is parked right next to the Mirage. And he went 4 for 7 on quality yellowtail, all in the 30 pounds. And a guy who caught his first surface iron yellowtail got the jackpot, 38.5 pounds. That was on the Erna B. But I think Mirage is going to be fishing Anacapa. Fishing's been really good. All the Ventura boats from Ventura Landing have been getting 30-plus landed and obviously 30-plus lost.
A lot of big fish, it sounds like.
Sounds like it.
Really good fishing. There's been some marlin released out here. Ventura's really good right now.
Yeah. There you go. Hills,
you
appreciate
go.
That report. I mean, that that man is stoked that you gave us that report. So we better bring his heavy gear for the yellowtail, big yellowtail. Thanks a lot, Hills. Appreciate that. James in Green Valley Lake has a story about Brian. Good morning, James.
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Great.
Doing great.
Back when Brian and Sam on the Pacific Queen, I used to go down there and go out with them. And one day I took some friends. We're out there fishing. Fishing was kind of slow, but Brian happened to get into some yellowtail, and he was sick all day long. This will just tell you what kind of guy he is to fish with. And about later on in the afternoon, he gets on the loudspeaker, and right away I go to my friends. I go, "We're done. We're going home." And Brian says, "Hey, we've done pretty good. We've done better than the rest of the fleet. But I think I know where there's some bigger fish." And as sick as he was, I couldn't believe it, but off we go, and he found some bigger fish. Anyway, just saying, for you guys that have never fished with Brian, the guy is a fishy man, and outstanding job.
Thanks.
That's what I wanted to do.
Yeah. And what are you doing after the show? You're going fishing, right? Yeah. He loves the fish. This guy is a fishing machine, right, Brian?
I love it. I like to fish. The challenge of it is what I live for.
Good story, James. Thanks a lot for sharing that with us. Appreciate the call this morning. That does free up for the first time all morning, 858-457-1090. You still have time to get through. There's your chance. John in Huntington Beach, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. Awesome show as always. My question is for Brian. How long have you been fishing, and how many days out of the year do you typically run offshore, and are you gone? Just out of curiosity, as a captain.
I turned 50 this year.
Whoa!
And so I'm the youngest of three boys, so my family's always fished. I've had a operator's license for 31 years.
Wow.
And I fish all the time.
Just fish all the time.
Yeah, whether it's on the angler or on my little commercial boat, something, I love to fish.
Year round.
Yeah. Wow. Well, is it like on the angler, are you gone like two-thirds of the time, or just I don't know if you keep track or even.
Yeah, you know, I never keep track of the dates. I'm sure my wife knows how long I'm gone. But, no, it's I'm fortunate to have never had a job. I get to do what I love to do every day.
Yeah.
And it's just. So because of which, you know, I'm never counting down the clock or never counting the days. It's just I love to do it on the American Angler. I like to show people a good time.
Yeah.
And on my commercial boat, I like to catch things.
Yeah. So what's your favorite trip on the American Angler? If you're the one that when you leave the dock, it's like, oh, man.
I like yellowtail fishing.
Yellowtail fishing.
It's less emotional. You know, like people, oh, you must love the big tuna and this and that. Those trips are real emotional, and there's a lot of, like, how big is yours, you know, how many do you get? When we're yellowtail fishing and they're biting, everybody's getting them, so everybody's having a good time. The guys up in the bow are, you know, they're getting a few, too, and they're all roughly the same size. So it's a whole, like, unanimous, everyone's having a good time. And so that's why I like the best. You know, that big tuna, it's gratifying and a lot of personal best, and this, but it's very emotional.
Yeah,
you know, guys that don't get a bite for a couple of days, they start the whole snowball thing, and so anyhow, I enjoy yellowtail fishing the most just because it's the funnest.
Yeah, you know, they always talk about, oh, the fishing's so good in Key West or in Florida, and there's so much fishing, so much better there or there, here or there. You know what? They don't have yellowtail, and we do. And yellowtail has got to be the greatest game fish on earth.
Yeah, and it's something that I hope none of us take for granted. Because, like, look at the albacore. I talk to my customers all the time. It's 75% of the guys in the galley were asking me 10 years ago, it's like, is there something else to catch other than albacore? Can we go do this? Can we do that? Now look at it.
Yeah.
You know, it's the grass is always greener. And,
it always is.
So now hopefully we can appreciate what we have.
Oh, yeah. I think we will for sure. Hey, John, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Doug in Montebello, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Yeah, Spencer, for Brian. On the anchor, how much does it cost you to replace the anchor? And we send a diver down there to pick it up? And what
Yeah?
Yeah, usually, Doug, we're too deep. We're too deep to send a diver down. And well, obviously,
you're anchoring like 35 fathoms. And
Yeah, quite often. And our anchor gear is definitely, with the price of scrap and stuff, just metals, period. It's
expensive.
It's gone up quite a bit. But, you know, it doesn't inhibit us from like, oh, I'm not going to anchor there, or I'm not going to anchor at this spot. We still throw it in the rocks if we need to. Anchor in the rocks, we still throw it in the rocks.
Just cost of doing business.
Yeah, it's like fishing for bottom fish. If you don't hit the bottom, you're not going to catch anything, so it's the same gig.
All right, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Kenny in Hawaiian Gardens, you're next up. Good morning.
Hey, morning, guys. Yeah, I needed to get some numbers for the exact rod of Tranks with the 9-foot Terramar. And does the Tranks come with a clamp, and what size braid would I put on that?
They now make a Terramar with a reel seat that will be perfect. That's perfect for the Tranks. And if you want a 9-footer, I think it's the 90H it would be a good choice. Yeah, Ryan Christensen's giving me the thumbs up. The 90H would be your choice in that Terramar with the reel seat for the Tranks, and you don't need the clamp anymore. That's a great thing.
What size line would you put on that Tranks?
I would put myself. What are you fishing for?
Like local island, Catalina, yellowtail, bass, white sea bass, things like that, all round type of thing.
Yeah, I would put either 65-pound or 80-pound Power Pro, just regular Power Pro, or the Super 8 Slick. I really like the Super 8 Slick for casting on a level line reel, and then top shot it with, you know, as long as you want with a piece of Seaguar fluorocarbon. Here's the deal about the Tranks. It does not fish monofilament well. It is made to fish with Spectra lines, Power Pro lines. If you put monofilament on it, it'll work, but it's going to work way better with the Spectra type lines like Power Pro and then top shot it. So that's what I put on mine. That's the exact rig I have on mine. I have 80-pound solid Super 8 Slick on my Tranks, and I top shot it depending on where I am with anything from 40 to 60-pound Seaguar fluorocarbon.
All right, hey, thanks a lot, you guys.
All right, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's talk to Al in Valencia. Good morning, Al. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. Hey, Brian, it's Al Myers with Rice Bowl Charter.
Hey, Al, how's it going?
Ryan and I have fished with you guys many times, and you got great coaches on the deck, but it takes a teacher up in the wheelhouse to teach your coaches.
We're only as good as those that surround us.
You guys, I mean, watching your deckhands, they all learn from you and Ray and Brian and Sam. And you got to give yourself more credit. You guys run a great operation. I just wish I could fish your boat more often.
Thank you, Al. Appreciate it.
That's nice.
Thank you.
We got to say some words about Ray, because Ray's your backbone now, man.
Oh, yeah. The kid's
that
phenomenal.
Guy is unreal.
Yeah.
He runs the boat more than anybody now.
He's a natural at it.
Yeah.
He's fantastic. He's a fantastic fisherman, and he's good with the people. He gets it.
Did he start as a deckhand with you?
He used to be a pinhead for Nick Cates.
Really?
And he has this underhand cast that Nick Cates has down, like nobody I've ever seen. But anyhow, when he was a pinhead and we owned the Pacific Queen on the bait receiver, the crew over there said, "Brian, you guys need to hire this young man." And they looked at Ray and said, "You need to work for Brian and Sam." So I yelled across the receiver. It's like, the day you turn 18, you're hired. And so the day he turned 18, he walked down the dock. And
this is when you were on the Pacific Queen.
This is when we had the American Angler now,
okay.
When he turned 18.
He turned 18, all right.
It was like 3 years later, he walked down the dock, and he's been with us ever since. He's now married, 30 years old, does a fantastic. He's on a 7-day trip right now. Hopefully he's getting them. I haven't talked to him yet today.
Right.
But
well, hopefully he is.
You know, he's a natural, and we're just very fortunate to have him.
You are, for sure. Hey, Goldie, in North Park, you're up. Only about a minute left.
Okay, first shout-out, Ryan, it's Goldie. Ryan, it's Goldie.
Hey, Goldie.
Great, great charter, catchy tackle, fantastic. Epic, epic trip on the Royal Star, Guadalupe, wide open on the 80-pound tuna, nothing less than 75. I have never been in a bite when they eat the 80-pound. every bait. Incredible, plus fantastic yellowtail fishing. I'll shut up unless you got a question. Incredible Guadalupe experience.
That's awesome, Goldie. You're lucky.
Yeah, you are. Hey, thanks a lot for that report. Appreciate that very much, Goldie. Hey, I want to remind you before you sign off, be sure to check the trips page on our website, hookup1090.com, for all the latest trips. We have a lot of our trips in 2017 posted. And if you want to go with us, we always pick the best spots at the best times of the year. And you're invited to join us. Please do. Rick, myself, Ryan, or one of our guys always host the trip. And we'd love our listeners to join us on any and all trips they can. So check that out on our website, hookup1090.com, on the trips page. Come join us on a trip in 2016 or 2017. And when we come back, we're going to find out who won that great package. Talk more fishing here with Brian Kiyohara. Stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Imagine being home in the morning and fishing yellowtail and calicos at Cedros Island by the afternoon. Now you can with Cedros Adventures. Experience world-class yellowtail and calico fishing aboard comfortable pongas with local captains that know the island hotspots. Stay in Cedros Adventures' own private waterfront hotel and experience first-class meals and service with pickups in L.A., Orange, or San Diego County. You hop aboard a scheduled flight to Cedros Island to begin an incredible experience. Trips are all-inclusive and offer old-world hospitality and fantastic fishing. Cedros Adventures. Call 310-435-6353 or check cedrosadventures.com for rates and more information.
Captains Mark Gillette and Chris Switzer want you to know now is the time to book your trips and charters aboard the Eclipse and Commander, both now operating out of Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. The Commander is a legendary 65-foot boat with top-of-the-line comfort and superior customer service. The finest fish handling and quality food. The same great service that has made the Eclipse one of the top boats in the Seaforth Sport Fishing fleet. Their slogan, "Compromise Elsewhere," says it all. The Eclipse is the whitest sport fisher in her class, offering plenty of room at the rail. Chris and Mark have developed these two boats to set the standard in quality and style for your offshore trip from 1 to 3 days. Charters and open party trips are available now aboard the Commander, and a limited number of charters are available aboard the Eclipse. To secure your spot, call Eclipse Commander Sport Fishing at 619-995-6880 or book online at EclipseSportFishing.com or CommanderSportFishing.com.
If you're not wearing Maui Jim sunglasses, you're missing plenty. This is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pisser. Fact is, I wouldn't go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. When I wear them, the ocean's true colors come shining through with more contrast and clarity. When it's time to harpoon a big bluefin, I see that fish clearly at that critical time. Maui Jim, seeing is believing. Take it from us on the Wicked Pisser. Try a pair at your local tackle shops or check out MauiJim.com.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Congratulations, John in Long Beach. You win the AFCO Performance Package that includes the AFCO Performance Short, Performance Shirt, the AFCO Face Mask, along with a six-pack of Live Deception jigs. Great jigs, courtesy of Ahi USA. And want to thank Brian Kiyohara from the American Angler.
Thank
great
you.
Show, man.
Thank
that
you,
was
Pete.
So much
Always
fun talking fishing with you. And I you know, got to say, Lori is one of the nicest people. When you call the American
nicest,
Angler,
yeah.
Angler office, you're in luck that you get to talk to Lori and book your trip with the American Angler.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's one-stop shop. You want to ask about the trips, the availability, or even what to bring. I mean,
yeah.
She
grew
just
up
the
in
wealth
this
of information.
She
did.
Knows her stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her dad is Lance Withey.
Her dad
the
caught
legendary.
A limited yellowtail on the Mission Bell yesterday.
No way.
Stoked, yeah.
Really? Still going at it.
Still going at it.
Him. Well, Brian, if somebody wants to book a trip on the American Angler, I know it's tough to get a spot, but Lori works miracles in that office.
She is. And we do have a few spots here and there. There's always, you know, last-minute cancellations and availability. We have some room in the fall and a little bit of room on some of our longer trips. So 619-223-5414. Just call Lori and she'll fill you in.
There you go. Thanks, Brian. Thank you. Look forward to hearing from you on the water next time you're out there, Brian. And look forward to having you back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. We have a great show. We have our good friend Bob Dawson from Dawson Travel Insurance Services. Going to be talking travel insurance and fishing. And we're going to even have Steve from Soul Sunscreen going to give us a dissertation on the right kind of sunscreen to protect your skin and how to protect your skin and what is good for fishing. That's going to be a really interesting show. 7 to 9 a.m. We have a lot more than that. Tomorrow morning, thanks to Ryan, thanks to Adam, and we'll see you tomorrow right here on the Mighty 1090.